Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel Movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles, and use their pile of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 99 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And we have a big show for you tonight. New York Comic Con is starting. While you guys are listening to this, Marjorie and I are in the Big Apple getting ready for New York Comic Con to start tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about new Avengers Assemble figures available online, new Iron Man Assemblers figures, new Rockin' statues, hot toys, so much more. But to start, I guess I have a correction, kinda?
I still think we need a judge's ruling, but might as well correct yourself.
Our photo editor, Jeff, came back and said that I was mistaken. Despite spending perhaps a little bit too much time staring at the Black Widow figures, perhaps if I'd stared any longer, it would have gotten weird. But he said that I was mistaken saying that that is a brand new Black Widow. And admittedly, he has a very, very good point. If there is a difference between the body of the new Avengers Assemble Black Widow and the Avengers movie Black Widow, it is minor. It is at best a retool and perhaps a reuse. The thing that I can't determine, and looking at my figures, the neck collar looks a little different. I think the new one has a more plunging neckline, and that's why I ruled out the Avengers one. But he got forensic and was like, well, look at this wrinkle. This wrinkle is the same wrinkle on the sleeve. And
yeah, he was zooming and enhancing. Hey, if anything, it's a testament to how good of a repaint it is, because just looking at it, it doesn't feel like the same figure. And considering they're both mostly just a chick in a black bodysuit, that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, he did convince me that this is the same overall body. The question is, did they retool just a little bit of the upper torso? But when I looked at the Avengers Black Widow, when I looked at the Avengers Maria Hill, which was a body reuse, when I looked at the Iron Man 2 Black Widow, and especially the Marvel Universe Black Widow, they looked different to me. But hey, if nothing else, you get a brand new head on this one with that wonderful Bishojo hair. But it does look like they are going to be reusing more of those Avengers figures. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, following up from a previous show, we talked about how Marjorie got me some Mego figures for my birthday, and we were waiting for some Mego stands, because the figures, specifically Thor, had a little trouble standing on his own. And I was a little nervous with stands. I mean, even the Hot Toys, I'm kind of meh on doll stands for my figures.
Does it make it feel too dollish?
It does.
You're too fussy.
There's something to be said. I guess I just grew up with peg holes in the bottom of the feet, and that's an acceptable way to stand an action figure. But you start getting a large thing that encompasses the waist, and I just wasn't sure how it would look if these Mego doll stands were going to be looking like I went down to Hobby Lobby and found them in the make-your-own-homemade doll section.
I think what you're describing here is maybe a potential market for us to come up with a new way to stand figures that are doll size.
There must be a way other than the V in the crotch or the circle around the waist. But I've got to give some credit to whoever you bought these from, Marjorie, because these are very cool, completely clear plastic stands that are not obtrusive and don't call attention to themselves. And it just, when you said it has the Mego logo on it, I wasn't quite sure what to think or how that would be, but it's just raised in clear plastic on the base. By having that logo, it makes it really feel like part of the figure.
It was Vintage Toys and Treasures. They have an eBay shop. They have a Facebook page. Wonderful, wonderful eBay seller.
So are they making them these themselves?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
They do not have moving parts. I kind of expected them to be like the doll stand, like the Hot Toys ship with. It is a solid piece of plastic, but because the Migos all use the same body, you just put them in a little sideways and it just comes around. And yeah, you can see it a little bit, but being clear plastic, I find it far less obtrusive than a black wire.
Yeah, I can see that. I have a handful of, you know, white ones before Sideshow started manufacturing their own to go with some of those Star Wars guys. But yeah, like you said, it always just makes it feel too dollish. And it always reminds me of those Tonner dolls. You know, those creepy Tonner dolls that they show at cons? That's what those things always remind me of for some reason.
Yeah, we used some of those before on some Star Wars 12-inch figures, and the black ones are better than the white ones that you get at those creepy doll aisles that all look like dolls from horror movies that want to kill you.
I guess what I just don't want to have anything on my shopping list as a collector that, you know, old ladies who collect creepy dolls might have on their list as well.
Anything you'd find next to a Precious Moments figurine. That's how I decorate my house.
Anything my grandmother might have left in her house when she died should not be part of my action figure collection. Is that basically the rule?
Yes.
That's a good rule. Unless your grandma, of course, collected Hot Toys for some reason.
So moving on to new stuff. It's been long awaited, but Justin, I know we've been watching. Have you watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I guess this makes me a bad Marvel fan because I haven't yet. There's been, what, two episodes now?
The third aired the night before this broadcast, which reveals to our listeners we record in advance. Shock, we're not live on your iPhone.
A little peek behind the curtain. But you know what? It's not that I don't want to watch it. I guess it just hasn't caught my attention enough to make me have to watch it yet.
Well, I'm going to spoil something for you that may make you have to watch it.
Spoil away.
Would Samuel L. Jackson make you watch it?
Maybe, yeah.
He was cameoed in the second episode.
Nice. He was actually in it, or was it just his voice on a speakerphone?
He was actually in it.
It's true. That guy will work for anybody.
I said it probably helps that he was filming Captain America and already, like, in the costume.
Yeah. Here's where I stand on it. I definitely want to check it out, and I think it's just maybe their marketing hasn't quite grabbed my attention fully yet. And it may be because I know that there's no A-list heroes in it. And I don't want to think that I'm that shallow that I need A-list heroes to be interested in watching the show.
Oh, but wait a second, Justin. They constantly remind you of these A-list heroes. The very first episode, within the first 10 minutes... Well, first of all, it started with a close-up of the Hasbro toys, that armpit-sniffing Cap and Thor and everybody that went with them.
And a Black Widow that was never made, because yes. I would own that to go with the armpit-sniffing Cap.
Yeah, and then to make sure that you remember why you're watching this show, you have cleverly dropped references to a hammer, the guy with the shield, the guy frozen in ice, the green guy, the millionaire playboy. You take your pick. They've got all kinds of little code words that they use to remind you why you're watching the show to begin with.
Let me ask you this. I was completely unsure on the time frame. Does this take place before the movies, or is this current time?
It is after Boney.
Boney?
Battle of New York.
Oh. I thought you were talking about that girl Boney Maroney.
B-O-N-Y, Battle of New York. What are you guys calling it?
The Battle of New York. I'm not that hip.
So I suppose they have some explanation of why Coulson is now not dead.
That is a big mystery. We have Coulson's explanation, but we've also been led to believe by another cameo, Maria Hill, that that explanation may not be exactly right.
There's lots of wink winks and dramatic pauses when he mentions recuperating in Tahiti.
So, hey, wait, Maria Hill, does that mean Kobe Smulders has been on the show, too?
Yeah. She had a bit more than a cameo in the first episode, and with How I Met Your Mother ending, I do wonder if she'll become a series regular season 2.
Yeah. And, you know, with that show ending, like you said, maybe they can get, you know, NPH on board as somebody as well. That would make me watch.
He might be outside their price range. I think he's more expensive than Coulson.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You guys have seen it. What do you think?
It's okay. I don't know that I would be watching it if it wasn't what it is. It didn't grab me like I thought it would. I didn't think the story was compelling. I will tell you that Agent Coulson, Clark Gregg, Mr. Jennifer Grey. I knew he was married to Jennifer Grey. He carries the rest of the cast. He's a delightfully charming actor. He's witty. He's funny. He's a good actor. So far, no one else on the show is a good actor. I do like the little British duo, Fitz and Simmons. They're just two little research people. They're kind of cute, but maybe that's because they're British.
I'm not sure if he's British. He might be Skyrish or Skyrish?
Skyrish. That's awesome. That's when you're born right on the border.
But here's the problem. The first episode, I don't think it spent enough time on anything. It tried to do too much by having a new character have an episodic story while getting this team together for the first time. So it was an origin story for the character who will only be seen in this one episode, and an origin story for the team. The second episode seems to have resolved that a little bit, and I think they're gelling a bit more. But yeah, I'll agree with Marjorie. If this wasn't Marvel, I can't say that I would be so grabbed as to watch it. I don't watch a lot of action TV shows. I watch some. I think the last one I watched religiously was Chuck. And before that, Smallville, which I don't know if I would have watched if it wasn't Superboy for the same kind of reasons. So I think that this show has a lot of promise. I'll give it just high, high marks on production values. I don't know how much money they spend per episode, but they spend it well.
All right.
It feels like they traveled the Earth. It feels like they've got a good thing going. It feels like a Joss Whedon ripoff, because Joss Whedon is executive producing but not writing. And it's like somebody's trying to write in Joss Whedon's voice who is not Joss Whedon. So you're just not getting as snappy a banter.
So basically Joss shows up for 5 minutes of a writer's meeting and he gets high-level notes. And then they have to extrapolate from there.
Yeah, it's his brother, so there's no nepotism or anything.
Ah. Well, you're starting to answer my question. Like, anymore, I look at shows and I kind of decide how I'm going to watch them. And there's only a handful of shows I feel like I have to DVR and watch and stay current on. The rest of them go on to my, I'm going to Netflix that or on-demand that at the end of the season and do a rock block all at once. And this is starting to feel like maybe I'm going to rock block this once the first season is over.
The only thing I'll say is the second episode was better than the first. And I have a feeling that, first of all, with Thor, maybe they'll do a tie-in. And that if the show continues to improve, you'll feel like you've missed out if it really becomes as good as it could be.
Right. If it like becomes like a cultural touchstone and people are talking about things and it becomes topical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, I'm enjoying the series. I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's the best new series of the year. I think there's people praising it a lot higher than I would. I'm a little bit more of a harsh critic, I guess. I guess I just don't have the, hey, it's Marvel, so I absolutely love it, blinders on.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm in that boat too. Just the simple fact that I haven't taken the time to watch it yet.
I definitely check out the first couple episodes, though, and especially the second one with Sam Jackson at the end and everything that's going on. I think they've got a good cast going. I just think they need a few episodes to find their groove. I mean, how often is the first episode great of anything? Look at Buffy. Look at Star Trek The Next Generation. Very rarely do you have something like Lost that just grabs you by the balls and you just can't look away for 7 years.
Very true. Are they doing any flash forwards or any spoiler type of stuff at the end of each episode after the credits?
No, sadly not. However, it seems they brought back In Vogue next week on whatever show you happen to be watching. They did that like when I was six, and they stopped that a long time ago, and now it's back where they have the actor from the show actually saying, next week on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that is something from their past, and everybody's doing it this season, I've noticed.
Well, because they're fighting people like me who decide I'm not going to watch your show until you have a full season in the can.
The one thing I really wish they'd done, if you want to talk about doing stuff from the past on television, this feels like a show that needed to be launched with a TV movie of the week or a 2-hour episode. Because if you'd taken that first episode and given an hour to the team and an hour to the plot and made it a TV movie so it felt like part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and then you could have actually put it out on DVD by Christmas, so that you get people, you know, for $10 getting that first episode, which they'll buy again later on the season 1 DVD, it would make financial sense, it would make the money, and it would have made the feel, I think, a little bit more of an event than just having the 1-hour episode of what really felt like a decent episode of Heroes.
Yeah, I can see starting it off with a mini-series event type of thing. Maybe they did miss an opportunity there.
They can call me when they need more ideas. I'm listed.
You'll tell them not to do a theatrical release like Clone Wars.
Yes. That was the strangest thing, is I was thinking about Star Wars, the Clone Wars, when I was watching this. And I do kind of blame the Clone Wars for my being skeptical going into this, because when Lucasfilm says there'll be a Star Wars movie on TV every week, and I believe them, and then I get that awful cartoon. Then when Marvel does it with a live action show, I'm like, all right, you got to prove it to me. You get no leeway from me.
See, that's actually funny, because I actually was one of the people who watched Clone Wars all the way up to the bitter end.
And that was bitter, huh?
You know, it was never a horrible show. It just wasn't gripping, and I guess we're not talking about Clone Wars, but it's an apt comparison, because it's taking something from the big screen and taking the people that were just off to the side, not really main characters, and making them the focus, much like they're doing here with the Marvel Universe. And maybe I will give it a chance based on the fact that I was able to watch Clone Wars and not regurgitate.
Yeah, you're a bigger man than I. I watched what everyone said were the good episodes of Clone Wars. I DVR'd the whole thing, then read the online buzz. And when they said this is the best episode of the Clone Wars ever, I'd watch it and go, it didn't suck. I really do think that the writing team just needs a little bit of time to find their characters and give them a chance to shine. Right now, it felt both episodes are still getting the band together. I'm really looking forward to seeing where they take it in the future. But what I thought would be event TV for me has become, I'll watch it the next day so I don't have to sit through commercials. The real event TV for me is seeing the Thor ads that are on. They have a special Thor ad in each one. And despite my initial reluctance, I find myself getting pretty excited for the new Thor movie.
Yeah, that's starting to grow on me a lot, actually.
See, I think Thor is like my bottom level Avenger, and for some reason I just can't get into the Thor movies. The first one is great because it's a fish out of water and it was amusing and it was kind of fun, but this one just looks like it's spending too much time on Asgard. And
Asgard.
I think it's Asgard.
There's no Z in it.
But I think we talked about this before. It looks like they're focusing more on Loki, which is what makes Thor work.
I would definitely agree with that. I've been joking and calling the movie Loki 2 for a reason.
I mean, yeah, he has totally stolen the thunder, pun firmly intended, from Thor, because that actor's amazing. He's engaging. He's wonderful. At Comic-Con, he had people bowing to him when he walked on stage.
Was in Loki's outfit.
All of Hall H bowed to Loki.
He's game. You gotta love that about an actor who's not like Harrison Ford, oh, I'm too good to be Han Solo. He comes out at Comic-Con in Loki's outfit. That's freaking awesome. But I'm thinking these trailers look pretty damn good. I'm excited, and I'm going to be going to the Thursday marathon. I'm actually taking time off work and traveling 2 hours each way.
Wow. So what's the marathon? Just Thor and Thor 2?
Avengers.
And Avengers?
That's what actually sold it for me.
All right.
Get to see Avengers again. Not that I don't own it or anything. What I don't own is Iron Man 3, following up from our previous conversation. I almost broke down and gave in and bought it because Disney sent me that email saying, hey, there's free downloadable content. And if you enter your code, it's limited. You're going to want to hurry and buy this movie. And I liked Iron Man 3 well enough, and I'd like to see the Agent Carter bonus feature and things. But I still think that we might see something. If we don't see it coming out in special versions by Black Friday, then I'm going to go ahead and just drop it and pick up Iron Man 3D.
3D. Yeah, I saw that movie twice in the theaters, and I haven't missed it yet, you know? Like, I don't feel like there's any rush on my part to get out and see Iron Man 3 again.
I'm kind of sitting there, too. I saw it twice in theaters.
And it was on the airplane summer.
That's right, I saw it on the airplane.
Like, twice, wasn't it? Yeah.
So, I it's not the movie I want. It's everything in the way of bonus features and things. But I'll get it before Christmas, for sure.
Well, one of us needs to get it so we can start doing some freeze frames and doing a little research on what armors are which.
Well, we'll talk about that. Let's go ahead and talk about what we're finding in stores here with
the Spectacular Store Report.
So you sent me on a wild goose chase.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You brought home, well, actually, first you sent me a picture from somebody, Mitch, of one of those plastic pumpkins that has a light in it, but it was a Spider-Man pumpkin.
And we talked about this a show or two ago, about how that was found at a Walgreens, and you got this great idea, but we didn't even know at the time it was electric. We just thought it was a pumpkin that you could put a candle in or something, and you thought you would decorate outdoors with some spider pumpkins.
Yeah, I thought I'd put them in some topiary containers I have and put some other crap around them and make something really cool with spider pumpkin. So you found one, and I needed two, because I love symmetry. Well, it's my favorite.
Now, finding one was itself a chore. I went to a Walgreens, and I found where they have them. These appear to be short-packed in a case assortment of Disney carved pumpkins.
And Scooby-Doo.
Well,
Scooby-Doo's not Disney.
I don't know who owns who when it comes to that. I'm not up on my Scooby-Doo licensing issues, but you get Mickey Mouse, Spider-Man, we know those are both Marvel, SpongeBob SquarePants, and then a Mickey Mini Twofer pumpkin, and then just a Mickey Mouse pumpkin. And they're all the exact same tags on them and everything else, so I don't know if Spider-Man is one per case, but I went to one Walgreens and I found just the Mickey Mouse one. And then you went to a couple of Walgreens and found Mickey Mouse and SpongeBob.
Actually, I went to all but two.
Yeah, we have 11 Walgreens in town. This was like the family dollar hunt.
I went to them all. And I must have been wearing a lucky shirt because I wore my What Would Deadpool Do shirt, which the checkout guy really loved. I get a lot of compliments on the What Would Deadpool Do shirt. And I found the spider pumpkin.
You found one. I found one at a different store. And so we finally got the two pumpkins. But that was a hell of a hunt. And then I got thinking, you know, we didn't check real stores like Walmart or Target. And so
I did.
And they don't have them.
No.
Yeah, it seems like a weird licensing mismatch, which usually means harder to get into the big box stores. So Walgreens and CVS, here I come.
It is a cool pumpkin, though. I mean, seeing it in person, I thought it was pretty nice looking. It looks like a close to real pumpkin. It has a good sheen. It doesn't look horribly plastic. But when I turned it on, I didn't realize that the lights would come out of more than the eyes. The whole thing glows this awesome, awesome orange. I think that this is the coolest pumpkin ever. I almost wish I liked Mickey Mouse or SpongeBob just so I had excuses to get more of these cool pumpkins.
I'm sorry, did you just say that, really?
The pumpkin is that damn cool.
Let me ask you this. How big is it? It's hard to tell in the picture.
It's pumpkin size.
Yeah.
Pumpkin size? Like, what do you want to know, Justin?
I would say around a foot to 14 inches in diameter. No, in what's the double of the radius? The diameter? Yes.
Let's just go with the sports ball analogy. Well, is it like a bowling ball size?
It's a little bit bigger than a soccer ball.
All right.
A lot bigger than bowling balls I bowl with. I might hit more pins if I used something this big.
Are they hard plastic or are they like that foamy plastic that some pumpkins are made out of?
It's more of a hard plastic. It's not that foam.
Okay.
And it is rated for indoor and outdoor use electrically.
Woohoo! It's going outside.
Well, I'm digging. I think it looks cool.
Yeah, I feel that pretty lucky that we were able to find two of them.
That'd be neat if they could come up with a way to do like a Venom version with a whole bunch of jagged teeth carved in it.
That would rock. I think the basic eyes, though, really work. And the fact that it's molded on the inside as well as the out with the webbing pattern.
Yeah. Now you've got me wondering what the SpongeBob looks like. Is he square?
It was Scooby-Doo.
No, there was a SpongeBob.
I never saw the SpongeBob.
Yeah, I saw SpongeBob.
I never saw him, so he's a chase, too. Wow.
But, the Spider-Man is actually the coolest because it's a whole face of them. The Mickey Mouse, the Scooby-Doo, and the SpongeBob were all faces carved into a generic pumpkin. They didn't have, like, a special pattern around them.
All right.
This was the only one that became a head.
Yeah, this is the only one that seems to make sense. The other ones sound like when people say, yeah, when somebody says, hey, look, I carved this guy's face into a pumpkin, you look, it's like, wow, that's really good, but it's not really following the rules of pumpkin carving, is it? You're adding stuff on. But the simplicity here is what I think makes it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth tracking down if you can find one. And if you find it someplace other than Walgreens, let us know so we can tell our listeners.
And luckily for most of us, even if it is a chase, there's a Walgreens every 30 feet. So,
yeah, I mean, if you sneeze, there's a new Walgreens coming out. My theory is if someone drops a Walgreens receipt and it has the proper temperature and maybe enough precipitation, it grows a new Walgreens.
Probably not too far from the truth.
Yeah, they're everywhere, aren't they? That's why, I mean, I live in a Pontiac town. We have 11 of them.
I didn't realize how many we had here until I started trying to finish up that collection of, what are they, noggins? Middle of summer, those went on clearance, and I ended up picking up a bunch at one, and then was missing only 5 of them, so I visited every Walgreens in town and found out we have about 30 of them.
Did you get all your noggins?
I did. I ended up getting a full set of noggins.
You should have called upon our master bag feeler.
Now, I also went to Meijer and did my weekly grocery shopping because, well, it's a great place to also pick up toys for my husband. And they had in their electronics section, but they have, by iHome, little itty-bitty tiny speakers that are round with the Avengers faces painted on them, except for Thor. He gets screwed in this. Then they've got headphones that have the colors and little pictures on the sides of the characters. Again, Thor gets screwed on this. And then they have an iPod dock where you can put your iPod in. It's got little speakers and everything. And they're all reasonably priced, like $15. So you know it's got good quality sound.
Yeah, that's the thing that kills me is I think these things are very cute, but I also think I could never live to listen to these things. Plus, none of them take Bluetooth input, right?
No, and there's actually 2 sets of headphones. There's over-the-ear big old DJ headphones, and then there's little tiny earbuds, too.
See, I kind of got suckered. We were traveling one time, and I needed headphones for the airplane, and we went to, like, an FYE, and I found some retro-looking Marvel ones, and I'm like, hey, these will fit the bill, because I don't need great headphones for the airplane, and I'll sport something Marvel. And they lasted, like, 1 month before they just died a horrible, ugly death.
Yeah, headphones and earbuds seem to be the new marketing device that you can put anything on. You know, they've become these like $5.99 to $9.99 licensing extravaganza. Because it's not just Marvel, it's everything. I mean, my daughter has Hello Kitty earbuds, you know?
But Hello Kitty, I mean, the Japanese got there first when it comes to over-licensing, doesn't it?
Very true. But yeah, you're right. They probably do make a good, like, I'm going to take these on a trip and not care if I lose them type of item.
But they were really cute. I looked at them and I'm like, oh, what's that? Oh, audio equipment.
See, what would be really cool is if they made, like, that sound cube out of Thor's hammer, made a prop / speaker.
That would be cute.
That would be kind of fun, yeah.
Well, I was at Walmart because it's been a long time since I've seen anything new at a Walmart. So they've almost gone off of my rounds for a while there. But I went in the other day and I noticed yet another electronic Iron Man repaint. Last time we talked about they repainted that electronic one into Iron Patriot. Well, now they've repainted it into the black and gold version. And I think it's a Walmart exclusive at that. I don't know. I don't know what they're playing at here because I never see those things move. Those are available at every store and now they're making different versions of them.
You know what Hasbro says? Are they not selling or are they so popular that the stores are ordering case after case to keep them on the shelves? Because that's what Hasbro has claimed whenever faced with the question of why are the shelves full of this and yet you make more.
So what you're saying is that all of the figures we perceive as unpopular are actually in very high demand.
Correct.
Of course.
And vice versa. The ones that we like apparently are so unpopular that they just don't need to ship them. You know, like Marvel Legends and Marvel Universe. But speaking of Marvel Universe, Toys R Us seems to be the only place getting new stuff in. And I haven't seen them yet myself, but I've been hearing people finding the Abomination wave at Toys R Us.
I've not seen that. I've seen that wave of complete repacks that has Thanos in it. That has definitely been at my Toys R Us. I've found Thanos and some of the other figures from that wave. Never the whole wave. It's gone pretty quick, making me very glad that I ordered that case. Because again, if you want to be able to count 1 to 22, which is what they've released so far, you need that second wave that has no new characters, even though they may be new versions to some degree of those characters.
Exactly. And some variants, as we spoke about. But, you know, with the Abomination wave hitting retail, that means that the next wave of repacks and possible variants should be hitting stores pretty soon, too. Like the ones we talked about, the new Ghost Rider and Grey Hulk. Those are going to show up in cases pretty soon as well at stores.
True. Now, what I did find at Toys R Us was Thor the Dark World figures. And we kind of talked about that a little bit last show, but finding them in person, picked up Thor, and Loki.
All good looking figures.
The one that I've seen online that is just impressing the living hell out of me most is Curse. That figure is sick.
Yeah, and I have your Curse and your Dark Elf here ready to ship to you so you can have them in your hands to check out. And they are all very impressive figures. And I'm glad that this time, even though we are getting two Thors, they're two completely different Thors. It's not just, hey, here's Thor with glow in the dark and a slightly more maroon cape. You know, this is a good wave of figures.
You don't like Pantone variants?
I still have nightmares about all those different Thor figures. This time they did it. But I'm still having a little bit of an issue. I don't know about you, but when you saw them, were they a little bit hidden there? How soft the artwork is on the shelf?
No, they stood right out to me. I immediately noticed where they were. And in fact, I was able to find more that were kind of tucked behind some other figures, I think, because they'd fallen.
Nice.
But I think that in, at least where they're placed in my store, it goes Iron Man 3, Iron Man 2, Avengers Assemble, Avengers, Wolverine, Thor. And so when you've got that break between Wolverine and Thor, it really helps.
Yeah. We talked about how Toys R Us is starting to reevaluate their shelves and move stuff around. And two of them around my area have done that, and one hasn't yet. And that's the one where they really get lost, because that aisle has become just kind of a cluster. It's got a little bit of everything. But yeah, like I said, it's a good wave of figures. And I kind of hope that they get enough sold through that they consider doing a second wave of them.
I agree. I think that Sif is looking pretty badass, as are the Warriors 3 in the posters that they've released. So I would love to see those characters in their movie form get figures. But hey, if nothing else, at least we got them from the first one.
Exactly. And I don't need any more Odins.
But he's got a new golder outfit. He's more blingy than ever after the Odin sleep.
Yeah, here we are wishing for a wave 2, but I think somewhere deep down we both know that means we're going to end up getting Thor's mom.
Hey, Rene Russo rocked in Lethal Weapon.
She's better in Major League.
We'll get the scientist guy, Sarsgaard.
Don't make fun of that pirate.
And you can get your girlfriend, Kat Denning, too. That'll be Thor Wave 2.
But speaking of movie figures, I did get some in the mail, which we'll talk about on
Sales to Astonish.
So for reasons even I don't know, I've been going to Hasbro Toy Shop a lot. I think I'm looking for Dagger and A-Bomb, because I'm really nervous. Those things are going for $100 a pair on eBay, and I just don't want a cool $100 right now.
Hey, you've got me nervous about it, too. That's why I'm stalking Hasbro Toy Shop as well. The minute I see that blue A-Bomb, I'm ready to add to cart.
Yeah, I would easily do that. I'm willing to go 60 for the pair on eBay. I'm willing to cool 60, but not 100. So I'm checking eBay save searches. But I'm also waiting to see, because if they start hitting eBay really hard, then I'll know that they're probably coming in my Wave 4 case that I've pre-ordered.
Right. No, what's frustrating is they already got Wave 2 of Avengers in.
They do?
Yeah. Everything but Leader is available yet.
That must be new today, because I've been stalking them every day before today.
Yeah, like, they got a bunch of new stuff in. The only things that are out of stock so far are Leader and Dark Elf from Thor. Like, Abomination's up.
Well, I'm going to order these figures, because I got a coupon code for Hasbro Toy Shop here.
What's your coupon code? Is it an individual one, or?
Oh, no, it is an individual one. 15% off.
Oh, okay. These things came in stock on the 1st, right after that September 15 coupon code went. I just went to action figures and then sort by all of Marvel, so you kind of have to go through all that stuff.
Right, but then I sorted by newest, and I see the Jet Armor Nick Fury, and Thunder Axe Thor is new, I can tell.
Yep, Hawkeye is new, the Thor right next to him is new. Those three are the three available Avengers ones. There's four in that wave, and Leader is out. Then the three above that are Thor line figures.
Right, I was getting confused because I saw Hammer Throw Thor. Say that a few times fast. Hammer Throw Thor.
Hammer Throw Thor.
And because of Hammer Throw, I was confused. But when I saw the price point, it made me realize that it was the big talking figure.
Yeah. So yeah, I got those three coming along with, I ordered an extra Abomination.
So imagine my shock when I go and I'm sorting by newest and there's some Iron Man assemblers that don't look familiar. And so I check and sure enough, there's three new assemblers figures, figures 11, 12, and 13.
Your eyes are better than mine because I've been zooming right past those thinking, oh, same old assemblers. But then you brought it up and I looked at them like, oh yeah, these are slightly different.
Yeah, there's three. I got Silver Centurion Iron Man, Hammer Strike Iron Man, and Exosphere Iron Man. And, all right, first of all, there is now a code inside these assemblers that unlocks app content in Iron Man 3, the official game.
There was an official game?
Apparently so.
Interesting.
And the codes can only be used once, so it's a unique code in here that I can unlock with the game. So it's not like I can buy this code and post it on our Facebook and everybody can use it. It specifically says code can only be used once.
Hmm. Are they talking like an Xbox game or is it an online game?
It says app content. I'm wondering if it's the same Iron Man 3 where we're unlocking stuff from the Blu-ray.
Oh, there is that Iron Man app where you kind of fly around picking up coins over the highway and stuff. I kind of quit playing that after one level. But there was a whole bunch of armors that you could unlock. I wonder if this has something to do with that.
It's the game by Gameloft. And it is, yeah, it's the game where you just play like him and as him. It's an action game. It has a 4.5 star out of 5 star review on Google Play.
Wow.
You just weren't patient enough.
I was not.
Like with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I got no time for this.
The Silver Centurion, I was a little excited being a classic armor. It looks pretty terrible. He comes with alternate gray arms, and the red plastic he's in looks like cheap 3-year-old fire truck red.
It's that yucky red that they use. Mm-hmm. I don't like that red. He needs to be like candy apple red.
Yeah, he just looks cheap plasticky red.
And it looks like they cheaped out on the paint apps. You know, this looks like it belongs in that $5 Iron Man line rather than in the assemblers. Now, I don't have all my assemblers in front of me, but this one looks like it might actually be a unique sculpt.
I don't have all of mine in front of me either. I'm finding it hard to determine that. I mean, it has some molding underneath the arc reactor that neither of these other ones have, but I can't say for certainty. But figure 12 here, Hammer Strike Iron Man, is pretty badass. It doesn't look like anything from the movie, but if I were to read a comic about this, it's almost steampunk Iron Man because they painted him like a reflective brass.
Well, no, he's got the rivets. It is very steampunk. It's old-timey. All he needs is a monocle and a tiny hat.
I just really like the rivet look with the metallic paint. I think that kind of rocks. And they actually made all of the arms fit the color scheme for a change instead of just making it feel like they grabbed arms from a different figure.
See, this is the one that I feel like looks very similar to the last round of new ones in a very similar color scheme. The ones that we just reviewed not too terribly long ago,
yeah,
where it was red with a little bit of yellow highlights on it.
See, this one I think looks much cooler. I have been staring at the last wave of the Iron Man figures because I'd honestly left them in my studio for the month and a half since we reviewed them. And so I'd just be looking at them constantly. I record 3 shows a week. So I've probably spent, let's see, 3 times 2 times 6, 36 hours staring at that wave, and this one looks cooler than anything in it.
Nice. Except for, why does he have spatulas on the end of his hands?
He's making pancakes. It's Sunday morning. It's flapjack time.
Or are those the hammers in the hammer strike?
Those are the hammers, and they spin.
But they do look like spatulas. Where did you get those wonderful hands? Spatula City!
That just seems like an ineffective way to mount a tool. Yeah, like on the top of your hand.
How would you get it on? He would need Pepper to help him suit up.
Well, I don't. He does have dummy.
What if he had to pee?
He goes in the suit. We had learned that in Iron Man 2.
This is Habitat for Humanity, Iron Man. He's going to go help build some houses.
Jimmy Carter.
Wait, with spatulas, though.
Then the third one is Exosphere Armor. And if you were wondering, it says on the back, this Exosphere Armor is built to reach the outer limits of Earth's atmosphere. Iron Man can launch into a low-altitude orbit where he can intercept enemy satellite signals or issue a repulsor-blasting welcome to invaders from other worlds.
Ooh.
And he has symbols or buzzsaw hands. But this one I kind of like in weird S&M gimpy Iron Man kind of way.
That's a bizarre statement, Arnie.
Because he's in this black outfit that's kind of studded, and for some reason it looks a little leather S&M-y.
The mask looks a little gimpy is what it is.
Bring out the Iron Man.
Yeah, it's...
Iron Man's sleeping.
Wake him up!
Okay, but I'm going to tell you, this one looks to be a repaint of the Gemini, the space armor.
It probably is, since this is also low-altitude space armor.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the metallic blue. I like the weird, weird face. And I like the bumpy black. It's a good paint job, and that's all I can ask for because they're not going to give me anything else on an assembler.
Well, they're also not going to listen to you. It's not just making figures for Arnie because that would not be profitable. Well,
actually,
maybe
it
would be.
Might. Just ask Hot Toys. I get on board, they up their production 800%.
I think what has me a little bit bummed here is that we know there's more assemblers coming. We saw them at Comic-Con. And to hear that there's new assemblers and find out they're mostly repaints kind of has me bummed out because there are some good assemblers that we need to get yet. That Igor we saw should be coming pretty soon. And there's at least two or three more that I know we saw. And with that Toys R Us exclusive 2-pack having a number 18 on it.
That makes me worried. Why is that 18? I noticed that the other day when I was at Toys R Us. I'm like, wait, where's
what?
11 through 17? Now I've got 11 through 13. There's still 14, 15, and 16, and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can count.
They're going to have to start updating all their armor combinations number. I think right now it's at 25 or something like that.
No, it's 25 per armor.
Oh.
So if I just have like one armor with all the accessories and things, they're saying 25. I did some math.
Because you're good at it.
Oh, God.
I'm imagining you with, like, a little detective notebook.
Remember Encyclopedia Brown?
Yep.
I imagine it's like that. He's got a little hat on for his detective agency for his math.
I'm just picturing Arnie in the toy store, like, taking the little notebook out of his pocket, flipping it open, licking the tip of the pen. Getting out his reading glasses on the tip of his nose.
I actually would prefer to be thought of as like Kojak doing this, you know, sucking on the lollipop and interviewing and taking my notes and being very cool about it.
I think you're more like Bookman from Seinfeld.
That's the second time Seinfeld's come up in my day. Just today.
Currently, we have 15 assemblers figures out there if you count the two that are in the Toys R Us 2-pack, but don't count any of the ones that came with vehicles. And if each of those has more than 25 combinations, if you are a completist and you want to display every possible combination of every Iron Man armor, I think that's 2.5 quintillion figures.
Wait, are you checking your notebook?
That's 25 to the 25th power, because I'm assuming if you get two together and each one could do 25 alone, you then have 25 to the 20 to the 25 squared, and then you get all these figures going. So, yeah. And so 2.5 quintillion figures at about $10 a figure is $25 quintillion. So even Bill Gates could not have the complete hall of assembler armor.
I wonder if there's a loophole here. Can we get Hasbro on false advertising? There's just no way to collect them all. It's impossible.
He might win. And everybody get a settlement of like $1.25.
Probably just the quarter. Maybe they'll send you an extra arm.
Yeah.
Everybody who files gets an arm.
You've only got a 3-day window in which to file your claim.
The other thing is I just don't think Hasbro has produced 2.5 quintillion figures.
Yeah, we never know. They never release numbers. But quintillion might be a bit out of the ballpark.
Let's say it costs them a penny to make a figure. And we know it costs more. That would be about $25 trillion.
Seems feasible.
What's the national debt?
Like 17 trillion?
Yeah, 17. You could almost, it is more than the national debt to make the figures at a penny a figure.
Now you got me going to the national debt clock.
Yeah, that's where I went. It's about 17.
Yep, 16.7. Wow.
In addition to those Iron Man figures, I also just happened to be going to Amazon and alerted our Facebook fans, as well as a select group of people on my text message toy alert group, that the Iron Man 3 Hall of Armor figure collection was up at Amazon. And this is the one that has a whole bunch of Iron Man 2 repacks. Plus, the only place you can get a well-articulated Iron Man Mark 42 and a Tony Stark, not just unmasked, but in civvies.
Yeah. Yeah, this is that pack that we saw quite a while ago. There was just like somebody in the Philippines took a picture.
And we were like trying to figure out even how big it was.
Right. It was a grainy picture. We couldn't figure out scale. And then finally somebody was pointing out joints and elbows that were only on the 3¾-inch figures. And then it slowly and quietly went up on Amazon with no release date and no information other than, hey, here's a product, no price or anything. And it sat there for probably a month or so, and then it finally went up.
Because I cooled it. Jeff had sent an email asking, does anyone know what's happening with this Hall of Armor set? And we're all like, it's just sitting on Amazon, and we don't know if this is an Amazon exclusive. It's currently at Amazon and only at Amazon.
I have heard that it's, at least in the UK, a Disney store exclusive over there. People have picked it up at the Disney store in England.
And because they found it at a weird place in England, kind of like that Iron Man 2 set, mm-hmm. I decided to snatch this up on eBay. 2 days later, it's on Amazon for a little bit more than half price.
If you did decide to wait, what would happen? I'm confused.
We would still be waiting for Amazon to put them online. But this set, it was only in stock for like 5 minutes the first time we found it. And so I was feeling a little vindicated in my cooling, because even I didn't get a copy, though I let everybody else know. And a lot of people thought I was lying, that it was never online in the first place.
Oh, I had an experience at Amazon that I've never experienced before. I actually put it in my cart, went to checkout, chose my address, because I have a couple different addresses in there, and my payment method, and hit send, and could not find a confirmation of the order. It took me about 10 minutes of searching around. They put it into my wish list as out of stock, so I didn't get my order in.
Wow.
On that initial round.
So just between the time that
you texted us, and I went directly to Amazon, and that all went down, and that was Friday. And then I saw on some boards that it went back up on Saturday, and I must have missed it because I was refreshing like crazy all weekend. And it finally went back up Monday, and it's been in and out of stock every day since Monday.
Well, I grabbed one just because you never can tell the condition of what you're getting when shipped from the UK on eBay. So I went ahead and ordered one from Amazon when it went back in stock on Monday. And then finally it came in stock on Tuesday and has been there ever since.
Nice. Yeah, they must have gotten an initial shipment, sold out, and then more shipments, because they keep putting it up, I think, in probably about quantities of 30, it seems like, because they go pretty quick.
And I think that even the repackaged figures we have here, from looking at the packaged photo on Amazon, are different enough from the previous releases, from the overly airbrushed arc reactor glow to the orange and green Mark 1 joints that are a little bit more defined than I think they were in the original release.
Yeah, we'll wait till you get yours in hand. I already have a set here in hand that I've looked at, and we'll do a full review, but I feel like all of these are different enough to warrant the $40 price tag.
$40 for six figures is a bargain in this day and age.
Exactly, especially for ones that, you know, we have mostly gotten before. But just, I mean, a quick overview, some of them look like they're completely different paints. The Mark 7 looks like they're using more of a copper than a gold, so. But I can confirm the Tony Stark figure is a G.I. Joe figure. It's the same base I used when I made my Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool figure.
Speaking of exclusives that blink and you miss it, I read at Marvel Toy News that there was another Funko Pop vinyl exclusive, and this one was going to be a black and white Loki. And the Loki, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Loki, I've talked about being crazy expensive on eBay, but even the non-exclusive version of Loki is pretty high. So now there's a Thor the Dark World Loki who has no helmet. He just is looking a little bit goth, actually. Well, they have a black and white version, which at first I thought was a Dark Elf, because they're having a Dark Elf pop vinyl, and it looks about the same with the white face and the big black eyes. But it was a black and white Loki who is exclusive to Fugitive Toys, and it will first premiere at the Kamikaze Expo, and then after that, they sold some online. And it was Thursday morning, I hadn't had my coffee yet, but something compelled me to place my order then versus waiting.
Was it Christ?
It could be the power of Christ compelled me. Maybe it was that I'd been touched in the chest by Loki's spear.
Could you show me on the doll where Loki touched you?
Well, I can because I got one of these, but the next day I went, availability out of stock. So if you didn't get the black and white Loki, I bet if it sold out from Fugitive Toys, a place that quite honestly I've never heard of before, in a day, this means that I could see this being up there in the 100 plus range with the other exclusive Lokis. People are loco for Loki.
Yeah, he was the other pop vinyl that went crazy. The Comic-Con version from 2 years ago with the, was it just a gold version or a gold helmet version?
It was the metallic version.
Ah. Yeah, that one went for crazy dollars as well.
Even the not San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, though, just figure 16, starts at $85 on eBay.
Yikes.
Yeah, and the difference is that's the silver one. The Comic-Con was the gold one.
Well, speaking about these pop vinyls and their rarity and stuff like that, that makes me wonder if that Wolverine one that we picked up has ever gone up or if it's still just the $8.99 regular old pop vinyl.
Which, oh, the Wolverine with the neck.
Non-bobbly head, yeah.
Have to look later. And speaking of vinyl collectibles, also from Marvel Toy News, I can tell they were very upset there because they are big vinyl collectors, and they were very excited about the Disney Marvel Vinylmation figures, which we've talked about on the show before, and we all agree are a little bit weird. Kind of cute, but also kind of weird with the way they did the ears.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are being released Friday, October 11th, and they were supposed to be in the Disney stores nationwide. Disney has changed their mind, so now these apparently are Disney park-only items.
Ooh.
It's a good thing I don't need them.
You don't want to go to Disney?
I don't enjoy it all that much. I love rides, but there's only so much Mickey Mouse you can take before you just get stabby.
And I've talked about it before. I think Vinylmations are cute, but I think that in my mind, they're overpriced for what they are.
I think it's a niche, and you have to be that type of collector, and you can't be complete on everything. So I can understand that being somebody's focus and going crazy for them.
Yeah. I like the non-character, non-human ones. Like, they have some that are just cities, and they're awesome. Like, with just different stuff on the city on them, which maybe would have worked better for this, because that Thor is creeping me out. I can't even look at him.
I like a couple of the Star Wars ones they did, but these I'm just not going for. But what Marvel Toy News pointed out is if you're a Vinylmation hardcore person, you can find sites online. Apparently, every case has the same figures in the same locations. So if you're looking for a specific figure, you can find online and go into the Disney park and just take that space. But if you're buying online, you don't have that benefit, and then you'd have to buy a whole case to get the ones you want.
And that only works up to a certain point. You know, once four or five of them are gone, then they're not necessarily sitting in the same spot.
Yeah, you'd have to be looking at a pretty new case.
Yep.
But I figure some of our listeners may collect Vinylmation and want to know that. Also, some of our listeners may collect the Revoltech figures. Justin, do you now collect the Revoltech? I'm a little confused.
I have owned the Revoltech, but, you know, with the Play Imaginative, I think that's going to fill that slot of my collecting from this point on.
I'd like to point out that Play Imaginative has missed their ship date.
They were always pretty fluid with it.
He told me September.
But Justin, Play Imaginative are 6-inch figures. These are 6.10236-inch figures. Totally different scale.
Totally. I tell you what, the detail in this Mark 42 looks incredible. But I was, as we talked about before, I was a little disappointed in the overall quality of the Revoltech. It likes to fall apart. And that's It's hard for me to admit because these are designed to be uber, super duper, over the top articulated, which they are, but that kind of gets in the way of them staying together at points.
Okay, so I'm confused. This isn't the one that you and Jeff were so over the moon for?
No. Those are Figuarts, the Bandai ones, and I have Iron Patriot, the original, not Iron Patriot, War Machine, the original Iron Man 2 version of War Machine on that one. And that one I was impressed with. That had more heft, and it felt more like a solid figure.
Okay. That's where I was getting a little confused.
Yeah, it's confused. I mean, hey, you can only have so many 6-inch scale figures coming over from Japan before we start to lose track of what's what. But that's why we have Jeff.
Seems like it's time for another superhero fun time. And maybe he can explain to me who Rock and Jelly Bean are.
I think Rock and Jelly Bean are you and Justin's San Diego Comic-Con costume next year.
I thought it was a drive time morning show.
I thought it was like a 50s doo-wop roller skate cafe.
It's all of the above.
Well, I'm also stalking Sideshow looking for that Midas Armor War Machine. And I'm actually was stalking the affiliate site because we're an affiliate and it really, really supports our show if you use our link from our homepage. And I saw something I'd never seen before and I never saw them tweet about or anything, but a Mystique statue by Rockin' Jelly Bean. And I click on it and this thing is a little bit different.
I think funky is the only word that you can use to describe this.
I'll take that funky.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a definite 60s vibe going on from the font that they've used on the base to the colors. I'm not sure what's going on here.
She looks like a fembot from Austin Powers.
With the dead eyes.
Yes, vacant stare, the bouffant hair, and the boobs sticking out. She is a fembot. Although, what's with the weird... Yeah, well, see how she's sticking her boobs out like she's firing? You can't see me, but I'm firing with my boobs right now.
Oh, I can see you. And somebody on our Facebook page says she looks ready to sing Love Shack.
Oh, no, yeah?
I don't think she looks like he cares.
Well, the hair.
Yeah.
Definitely got a beehive-ish thing going on there.
I thought, based upon the big boobs and the baby doll face and everything, this was kind of going for a Bishojo look. But fortunately, another one of our listeners pointed out this is the second Rockin' Jelly Bean Marvel statue. A few years back, Sideshow had their Invisible Woman one. And this one really seems to be going for, again, a similar look. Really, really pronounced breasts and buttocks.
I have to say that the picture that they used for the main image, when you go right to the page, is not the most flattering angle. It's because she's poking her hip up, but it kind of looks like she's got a pot belly going on.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
She's Rubenesque.
Yeah, I mean, as you look at the other angles, you can tell that that's just a strange position to take a photo from because she's high and tight in all the right spots, I guess. But this is just a weird line.
Well, this Invisible Woman retailed for $125. Minimum bids now on eBay start at $400.
What? Oh. What?
I think Marjorie just broke.
You know who she looks like in the face on this one? The older sister on That 70s Show who just died recently.
I've never seen that show. I'm sorry, that's lost on me.
Yeah, I can see that. I definitely can. But this is a different type of statue. But if you are into this kind of aesthetic, and hey, I'm not putting it down if you are. There's now this Mystique. I'd suggest pre-ordering at Sideshow before it goes to $400 on eBay in 3 years.
What scale are these?
9.5 inches, so around Bishojo size.
Yeah, so these are squarely in the Bishojo ballpark.
But far more 60s in their design, which, I mean, I kind of find the 60s thing cool, but I also just find these to be a little bit weird, especially with their, like, big neon swooping logos.
Yeah, they're definitely an exaggerated style, but it feels like this is more of an American exaggerated style, where a Bishojo is a Japanese exaggerated style.
So we go to the 60s instead of a really nice art form?
Yeah, it's all kind of go-go boots and feathered hair, but I don't know. If it takes 3 or 4 years between each one, I don't know where it's eventually leading.
They're not in a hurry!
They look very high quality, I'll say that.
I'll agree with that, but even when they don't make the items, Sideshow usually resells items of the same caliber they have, be it from Medicom or Rockin' Jelly Bean or Hot Toys. They do have a new Hot Toy that went up since we last recorded, and this one, if they announced it, it just got lost in the slew of Hot Toys news that came out over the summer when they just were going, hey, did you see we have an Iron Man and an Iron Man and an Iron Man and an Iron Man and a Tony Stark and an Iron Man and a Tony Stark and an Iron Man and the mechanic Tony Stark? Hey, do you need an Iron Man? Well, if they announced it during all of that, that they were doing a third Wolverine Hot Toy, I missed it. And maybe they kept it mum because they just put that X-Men 3 The Last Stand Wolverine up not that long ago. I just received mine in the past few weeks, so maybe they kept it quiet so that it wouldn't hurt sales, because I don't know a whole lot of people who find X-Men 3 The Last Stand to be their favorite X-Men movie.
Are you sure?
So now there's one for the brand new The Wolverine. And this looks pretty damn good in the press photos that they have here. The face is right on. The stubble all looks tremendous.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like you get, in typical Hot Toys fashion, a whole bunch of hands. You get fists. You get both types of claws. You get bone claws and adamantium. So that's pretty cool. And looks like you can undress him up to the point of just hanging out in his wife beater.
I'll tell you. I'm tempted to get two of these.
Wait, you mean two of this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Explain!
Because we have the original Hot Toys Wolverine from the first X-Men Origins Wolverine movie, the first one Hot Toys did. I'm not going to say what I paid for it, because that is actually not my Hot Toy, that is my wife's Hot Toy.
It is mine, yes.
And it was a gift, because she was more into Hugh Jackman than I am.
He's beautiful.
Which is why she can't say a word about my ScarJo obsession.
I don't care! I went and got her autograph for you!
But when I was photographing that for our site, the zippers, the outfits, I'll be honest, I just don't want to undress Hugh Jackman. Not that he doesn't look good undressed, but the Hot Toy has now doubled in price from what I paid, and I paid a hell of a lot more than retail. So it was a good investment. My investment has doubled, but I certainly wouldn't want to have to replace his leather jacket. And now looking at this one and seeing how strippable he is.
Hell, he comes with two pairs of slacks.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I don't want to have to worry about the zippers breaking on him.
Do you really want to go on record saying that Hugh Jackman's strippable?
This Hot Toy is what I'm saying. It's intended to be stripped.
Oh, and he's got a little tiny belt buckle. That's going to break. I don't know. You might be able to get away with just maybe getting one of those Korean knockoff heads and a true type body and displaying one of each way here.
Possibly.
There's enough hands. There's two pairs of pants, a wife beater, and two pairs of shoes.
So yeah, with a Korean knockoff body and a different body and a knockoff head, or just buying somebody else's head, I could do that too. I'm just thinking, seeing as how these things go up in price, it wouldn't be a bad investment. The only thing that worries me is, if you take a look at this photo that is up on the Enhanced podcast right now, it was from Hot Toys' own Facebook page. The actual one they were showing at a overseas convention doesn't look quite as good as the press photos, and one of the commenters rightly says it looks more like Ben Kingsley than Hugh Jackman.
Ouch. So now he's in the Wolverine. That's the twist. The Mandarin was actually the Silver Samurai. Sorry to spoil it for y'all.
The crossover nobody saw coming. I think I'm going to wait and get a Wolverine in hand and then decide, but I just can't decide. I think this Hot Toy looks so classy in the long coat, the black funeral outfit, and the silver claws. I just love that look. But then I see him in the t-shirt with the bone claws, and I'm like, that's pretty awesome too.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at this kind of thinking, I wish he came with some jeans. That's the only thing it's missing for the guy like me who didn't get the original one, you know? But yeah, this is pretty dope. I might make this my next Hot Toy.
You can understand why I'm tempted to get two, right? I mean,
No one can understand that, really. I'm just baffled by that.
It's not terribly priced at $225. with what all it comes with.
I think what I would probably do on this one is wait and see if they put him up for like a gift card item or something. If I can get him under 200, I'm probably going to go for that.
Now, when is this guy supposed to ship? May of 2014.
So,
August.
Yeah. They've been getting better with their ship dates, though. They really have. I've been getting stuff I have not expected yet. Those flex pays have been hitting.
And by about that time, your Iron Man 3 collectibles will start to dwindle off on shipping.
But by that point, I'll have all my Iron Man 3 Hot Toys here and realize I don't have room for a second Wolverine.
We've been kind of lucky on the Marvel side that they haven't started doing some of the vehicles like they do on the DC side, like that Batmobile Tumbler.
What could they make? I've given that a lot of thought.
And they could do motorcycles.
Yeah, but those aren't iconic enough. They did that for Ghost Rider.
Oh, true. You're right.
And yeah, everybody rides a motorcycle. Every single person. Wolverine, Captain America, Blade. They've all got choppers. But do you really want the Marvel Chopper Hot Toy Collection? It's just not a Batmobile.
Right. I mean, suppose they could do like a Quinjet type of thing, but to make that the proper scale, I think would be...
It'd be huge!
Be huge.
It'd be bizarre and weird and creepy.
All right, maybe I'll just get a Batmobile.
I'm just so heartbroken yet happy that I didn't go down the DC line with that, because I almost did when Marjorie bought me Superman.
That was not the intent.
And then I saw the Batmobile, and now I see those cool, cool, cool Adam West, Burt Ward, Batman, and Robin ones.
Those are just creepy.
They're awesome.
They're awesome, but they're creepy.
Hey, speaking about...
Creepy?
Wolverine... Wolverine's Blu-ray has been announced, and we knew it was coming, of course. It's coming out on December 2nd, but this is the first X-Men movie to get an extended cut on the Blu-ray.
Ooh.
Now, here's the kick. You have to buy the 3D Blu-ray to get the extended cut, but the extended cut is not in 3D.
That sucks.
There's something ironic about that. They say it's more violent and hardcore than ever before.
Wow.
Okay, because at first I was like, you know, my problem with the Wolverine wasn't that it was too short.
Mine either.
But yeah, you throw a little more violence and gore at me, then maybe, yeah.
And if there's a few more plot points that actually help some of that to make sense and make me care about a few of those characters more, mm-hmm. I could go for that. Now, I'm going to say, though, they've got me. I very rarely have to double dip first time out. I have pre-ordered two versions of the Wolverine. I ordered the 3D version because I wanted it 3D. I did that even before they announced that we had the extended cut. I also ordered the Adamantium Collection, which is all the X-Men movies. And I wasn't going to because, I mean, X-Men Days of Future Past is coming out so soon. It seemed silly to buy an entire set, even if it does come in a really awesome display of Wolverine's claw that I could put in my theater right by the screen in an unobtrusive location where it would fit absolutely perfectly. But it seemed silly.
You've never let that stop you before, though.
Until I found out they've given it an extra slot where you can put your Days of Future Past Blu-ray when it comes out.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, they sold me.
That's synergy right there. That's good marketing.
But the Adamantium Collection does not come with the 3D extended version, so that's how they get you.
I'm guessing that version will be available again on not, I mean, because the 3D market is not big enough to support something like that as the only place to get that exclusive material. It's just not.
Well, per the release, which I got at Marvelous News, that's what they're saying is there's the 3D version, then there's the Blu-ray, which just has the theatrical version, and the theatrical version does not have a director's commentary. That is only available on the extended director's cut.
Oh, enough with these split bonus features.
It's not split, though. It's that you need to have the director's cut to get the director's commentary. If you get the 3D version, you get all of the bonus features. But if you get the cheaper one, then you get no commentary and no extended cut.
It's so confusing anymore. I'm starting to feel like an old man. I remember when you just got the laser disc.
Well, you don't even buy media, so you just have to wait and see what iTunes will sell you.
Exactly. I'm hoping that's where I get the extended cut.
Well, maybe somebody will get you the 3D version for Christmas, because as we mentioned last show, it's Christmas, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
According to Toys R Us and Walmart, anyway, I was in the Christmas tree aisle just this afternoon.
Well, it's also that way at Home Depot.
Yeah, if you are the kind of person to put blow-up things in your yard for Christmas, you can get a 3.5-foot-tall, air-blown, lit Spider-Man sitting on a present.
Because nothing says Christmas like Spider-Man squatting on a gift.
I would hope that's not a gift for me.
That would be kind of cool, I think, if it was bigger and on a roof.
They've actually, guys, got the Avengers also, except for Thor.
I was just noticing that. You got a big old Hulk popping out of a gift.
That is a horrible, horrible looking Hulk.
Yeah, because that Captain America is so great, too.
It's 6 foot tall. It's lighted. It's $150. If it was $50, I might be tempted just because it's so obtrusive to put it in our yard.
Iron Man standing there like, hey, guys, seriously, give us some room here. We're having an issue. Just please back up for a minute.
I am not putting that in my yard.
We did get their lit Yoda from Home Depot last year, and it was actually pretty fun. But this Spider-Man, not quite so sure about.
Yeah, I don't put stuff like that up in my yard because I feel like that's just asking people to hit it with a pellet gun. But
it is, absolutely.
I think I'd go with Spidey before I went with the stop in the name of love Avengers pose there. But
either that or he's trying to shoot your neighbor. If you have one of those neighbors who puts out like the really, really ornate nativity scene every year, I think it's a mandatory thing that you put this next door.
Just a little counter programming.
I see your Jesus and raise you Tony Stark.
And we have a Hulk.
And in the final bit of news, like I said, New York Comic Con starts tomorrow. While our listeners are listening to this, Marjorie and I are at a special Hasbro presentation. They are not officially part of New York Comic Con, but they're certainly happy to ride the press coattails to talk about some toys, and we're more than happy to go talk to them.
I think the Toy UN needs to get involved in this.
Bring them all to the table.
But in my greatest nightmare come true, the Marvel shop is back at New York Comic Con.
But at San Diego, it was not bad. Everyone was just buying the comics.
That's true. Let's hope that continues in New York. Although at the New York one, I don't think there's that many. There's a couple variant comics, so I'll be fighting that crowd. But now the Marvel shop will once again be my first stop at New York Comic Con, because not only do they have, maybe they didn't sell out, but they still have some of those Beast Kingdom Egg Attack Iron Man statues. At San Diego Comic Con, they had 100 of the Mark V, 100 of the Mark VI, and 100 of the War Machine. Here, they have 20 of the Mark V. So did they only sell 80 at Comic Con, or did they get 20 more? They have a strange number, 63 of the War Machine, 75 of the Mark VI, and drumroll, please. 75 of the Mark 42, a brand new one.
Ah, I saw that and I was like, oh, yep, this is going to make it Arnie's first stop.
You were not wrong.
That's okay. I have developed a new love for a Marvel character, and the Rocket Raccoon plush is calling to me.
He does look pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I love him.
Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka, Ooga.
This little figure.
Yeah, we were going to review that wave tonight, but we'll have to do that next show. This show went long, but that articulated jaw is just adorable.
It is. He's freaking cute.
More figures need articulated jaws.
Agreed.
And yeah, there is the Rocket Raccoon plush there, so I'll be getting that when I get my Egg Attack. And also, tying into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I don't know if I need this, but it's limited to 300, so best to buy now and then decide later. Schematics for what they call the bus, which is the airplane they use on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You don't need that. You don't collect schematics.
They don't look all that interesting. It's just an airplane.
It's architecture. The plans are not interesting.
It's an airplane.
$12.
You do what you want.
They also have some really cool tumblers there, but I hate having to ship glass.
I might get that Loki shirt because that's really cool. It's a periodic table of elements with LKI.
Yeah, kind of looking like a Breaking Bad takeoff.
And they also have the zombie Magneto Gentle Giant bust. I love the Marvel zombies, but this one's just not getting me.
Was he available at Comic-Con, or was he just being shown there at first? This might be the first time he's been available.
You're right. This is the first time that he'll be for sale. It's just going to be the only time to get him.
He's looking a little more gruesome than I remember seeing him in the case there at Gentle Giant, but
I remember liking it at the case when we saw him with the visible spine and all the guts, but we've talked about the minibus thing ad nauseum. I like the design. I just don't know where I'd put that in my collection.
Yeah, very, very niche.
But hey, if you see Marjorie or I at New York Comic Con, stop by. Marjorie has been making exclusives of her own that we're going to be giving away.
Yeah,
I want some.
Yeah, I have some for you. Don't worry. And thank you very much for helping out with the art portion of it, Justin. But I will have some swag, so if you happen to see me at New York Comic Con, make sure to ask me. I might have something for you.
So in 2 weeks, we'll be back with our report from New York Comic Con, including the news from Hasbro. We've already got an interview lined up with Diamond Select. We'll get a chance to see their new Thor the Dark World Diamond Select figures and some other stuff. Kotobuki is going to be there. I wonder if we'll see a prototype of the Spider-Woman Bishojo or any new of their fine art statues.
Yeah, that one line might be coming along a little bit more than what we saw at Comic-Con.
They've already teased... The Hulk is up for pre-order, and they've teased the Black Widow next.
Nice. Well, I wish I could join you guys in New York, but I'm gonna hold down the fort while you're gone and prepare for our 100th episode.
Yeah, for our 100th episode, we're going to do something a little special.
We're going to do a live podcast. We've never done a live podcast for Marvelicious Toys, but we hope that you listeners will turn out, and to make sure you do, we're going to bribe you.
Yes, we're going to give stuff away.
Excellent.
We have a Bishojo Black Widow statue. We've got Old Man Logan San Diego Comic-Con exclusive figures. We've got Diamond Select figures. We've got Marvel Legends. We've got exclusive Funko Pop vinyls.
The show is going to take place on October 17th at 8:30 Eastern. So it's going to be live. So if you're not there, you're going to miss it.
Yeah, you'd have to be live in our chat on our website in order to win. So that's going to be a week from the day after this show is released, October 17th. And if you're not able to join us live, you can't win anything, but it will be on the podcast feed the following Wednesday. So we hope you join us.
Yeah, so all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and train with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin.
Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett.
Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended.
Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Hello, are you hearing me? I can't hear you. I hear a microphone rustling. I hear computer turning up.
Oh, I hear Rick Astley.
Thought I'd Rickroll you for a change.
Awesome.
I've been stuck with this frickin' earworm all day, and everybody suggested Rickrolling as a solution to my earbud. I don't know why I have a Centerfold in my head. Is there a morning commercial that plays Centerfold or anything, Marjorie?
Na, 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 na.
And I've got the wrong lyrics in my head is the worst part. It's like, slip me a note under the desk while I was thinking about Sucrets.
Sucrets.
Is that really the word? That, okay, I was going to say.
Sucrets, that's awesome. I haven't heard about those in years. The little tin box, like an Altoids tin.
Yes.
With the weird looking old men on them.
That one, then what's the other one? The pages from my mind are ripped. Something about her manuscript. That's what I have in my head. I don't know why.
Could be early on stage Alzheimer's.
Well, let me see what Big Bad Toy Store is charging for Wave 2, because if I'm paying 30 for three...
You okay there?
Ugh, no.
This week's podcast called off due to the hiccups.
Only if I get him like that girl for years.
She killed somebody. He's in jail now. Prison.
The hiccup girl did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa. Because the hiccups drove her crazy?
No. She robbed somebody and it went wrong, and so she killed him.
Oh. Fair enough.
It happens.
It does.
Did she kill him?
Yes. She's in prison for murder.
Murder.
I didn't know it was murder. I thought it was like armed robbery or something.
Murder.
Prostitution.
You sound like the mother from Better Off Dead. Murder. Do you have murder in France?
Which one? The next door neighbor? Or
yeah,
Lane's
the one, the
mom?
Mother across the street who would grab her mouth. Christmas.
Christmas.
And we have a big show for you tonight. New York Comic Con is starting. Why are you making that hand motion?
Because you always say it's a big show. You need to learn some more adjectives.
Okay. We have a ginormous show for you tonight.
It's tremendous.
You know, we've got a okay show for you here. You know, it's okay. Let's not get too excited about it. Let's not get expectations high. We have a show. Is that better?
Agreed. Unless your grandma, of course, collected Hot Toys for some reason.
No, she was in her 80s and lived in Maine. I don't think they have Hot Toys in Maine.
I was going to say, I don't know what the geography has to do with it. But
they just whittle.
What's his brother's name?
Jeb.
Really? Wow.
I'm pretty sure Jeb Whedon, right? Jed.
Jed. That's better.
And so I'm just looking. Is everyone okay?
Oh, you heard that?
Yes.
I think Rory just dropped something upstairs. I mean, it wasn't even that loud.
It sounded like your chair collapsed.
Whoa, this mic is super heavy. Nope, just normal noises. This looks like it belongs in that $5 Iron Man line rather than in the assemblers.
Because of your pause, I'm thinking $5. $5 Silver Centurion. Pronounced breasts and buttocks. I don't know why I said that like Forrest Gump.
It bit me in the buttocks.
Again, things falling down upstairs.
Is Rory okay?
Yeah, chef's home now.
But by that point, I'll have all my Iron Man 3 Hot Toys here and realize I don't have room for a second Wolverine. We can't fit in a second Wolverine, a second Wolverine, a second Wolverine.
Yeah, if you are the kind of person to put blow-up things in your yard for Christmas...
I usually put the dolls with the spread legs in the O-mouth.
And now, another special moment with David Vauder.
You know, it's funny. I'm traumatized with, I had Chewbacca when it first came out, right? And me and my cousin, we both had Star Wars figures, but I used to love Han Solo and I had a Chewbacca with it. And then I used to go to my grandmother's house on the weekends, and I went there one weekend and it was missing. And I was really ticked off about it. Like I was upset, crying and stuff. And then the following weekend, it all of a sudden shows up where I already looked. So right off the bat, I knew my cousin had took it. And I got this real thing, like, it's funny. I have it. My kids have it. Like, I have to smell things. And if something doesn't smell right, then I don't want to eat it or drink it. But I just smell it. Like, I look at people's feet and I smell things. So, and this kind of like combined the two. So I look at my Chewbacca and something tells me like to smell his feet. And it smelled like, it smelled like he stuck it in his. And I was so angry at my cousin. I beat the mess out of him. As soon as I smelled it, I mean, I beat him down. Like, the only thing I could grab was like a pillow. Like, we had these big, fat, soft pillows, and I hit him with it just to kind of make him dizzy. And I just leapt on and start pounding on his head. And like, you put Dookie on my Chewbacca. I was so mad. And like, my grandmother had to come in there, my aunt, my mom, they like, what's going on? I was crying. I was like, smell my Chewbacca's feet. Smell his feet. And they had to drag me out of there. And ever since then, whenever I look at Chewbacca, I smell. And I hate it so much. I feel like my cousin like really messed my mind up. And now, I mean, no matter what it is, I just look at it and it's like, I don't know if it's the way he walks, but I just like the Chewbacca, like in movie, I just, oh, he just smells like straight poop to me. And I just can't stand to look at him.
It's got to make meeting David Prowse a bit weird then.
Yeah, right?
No, you mean Peter Mayhew.
Peter Mayhew. Sorry.
Like,
he's quite
awful. But I've never smelled his feet.
No.
I bet you they smell like
They probably do.
That's just a wild guess.